brought to you by GMSDC Radio and broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia. It's time for Let's Talk Small Business with your host, Stacy Key.
Good afternoon and welcome to this edition of Let's Talk Small Business. It's Tuesday, August the 11th, and we're getting ready for an exciting week coming up around our MBIC, and I've got a cast of 1,000 joining me today. First of all, if you are a small business entrepreneur, you want to join in every Tuesday at 11:30 for Let's Talk Small Business. It's the show that brings you content that you cannot get anyplace else. We talk about the issues. We talk about things that impact you. So you want to turn your station, your channel, your dial. You've got to tune in to Let's Talk Small Business. First of all, we want to thank our sponsors, for without you, this would not be possible. The Cox Communication Companies, Georgia Power, and the Coca-Cola Company. Thank you for all you do to help Let's Talk Small Business be possible. And so joining us today, first of all, we've got Sylvia Neely David, who is the chair of the GMSDC Minority Business Input Committee. Sylvia, thank you for joining us. She is a regular. She is not a guest. She is kind of my co-host many times. Sylvia, thank you for being here.
Thanks, Stacy. Thanks for having me again.
And you have got some thing. You've got lots going on right now, right?
We do. We have a lot in store for the MBEs. We are trying to make them successful. We want to support them, give them the tools, the information, the connections that they need to be successful. So we have quite a bit on tap for them.
You've got your, every year you've got a regional kind of conference going on. So this year it's coming up on August the 20th, correct?
That's correct. And this year we went with something a little different. I mean, oftentimes we have a cast of seminars and speakers and things of that sort. But what we want to do this time is focus on getting to know each other, getting to know the corporates, getting to know the MBEs, because we know that people do business with people they enjoy being with.
Absolutely. And so also joining us today, we've got James Warren.
Hello.
James, how are you? James is co-chair of our Facilities and Construction Industry Group, correct?
That's correct, yes.
And we've also got Florina Oliver from the GMSDC, our VP of Operations.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Glad to be here today.
And so this weekend coming up, August the 20th and the 21st, is my understanding of that it's power-packed and it's exciting, right?
It is power-packed. There's barbecue and a corporate.
Barbecue, ooh. You put those two together now. I think the theme is what, blues and barbecue? You're going to blues, barbecue, and a corporate?
Absolutely. So there's going to be connections. There's got to be good food, good relationships, and hopefully connections for business, because that's what we're about.
Okay, so you start on August the 20th. Do you have to register for this?
Absolutely. Please go out and register to www.gmsdc.org and go to the events page and register as quickly as possible, because we definitely want you there and want you involved.
And where is this big blues and barbecue and a corporate gal going to be?
Well, it's going to be hosted at Stone Mountain. At one of the pavilions there. And so we're interested in getting folks together in a comfortable atmosphere where we can have good conversation and talk business.
You know, the summer's coming to an end. And so everybody's now back focused on the kids going back to school. So everybody's now focused on business and trying to close business for between now and the end of the year. People are starting to do budgets for next year.
Absolutely.
Everyone's posturing to close whatever business and start those, you know, they're back in that business mode. And so this is really that perfect opportunity to start rekindling some relationships, starting some new relationships, getting that focus back on business.
Absolutely.
So you've got the perfect event coming up to help really do that.
And what I would encourage MBEs to do is take a look at your plan. You know, most folks come into the calendar year with a plan of the companies and organizations they would like to approach and start a relationship with. Well, this is a perfect time for you to go back, pull that plan out, tweak it, look at it, and then come to the event prepared to talk to folks about what your plans are, because we have a group of corporates who have been very, very supportive of the MBEs, and they would love to understand what your plans are and see if they can help us.
Yeah, because it's really about growing. And the whole focus of the NBIC and GMSDC is about certify, develop, and connect and advocate. And so this event is about connect and build relationships.
Absolutely. And that's what we want to do. We want to focus on that, and we want to focus on trying to, again, give the MBEs the tools that they need from a organizational level within MBEIC nationally. We want to get MBEs $1 billion in new business.
With a B? Is that, did you say a B?
With a B. And that's one of our goals. That is our main goal. And we're working on that right now. And this is one of the ways we're going to do that, having these types of events. And we're having these types of events all over the country, as a matter of fact. So each regional council is having these types of events to get MBEs together with corporates, get MBEs together with each other. And let's start talking about how we target that $1 billion in new business.
And so, James, you're working with the Construction Industry Group, and so you're getting folks ready to, and, you know, you're reaching out to the other folks in your industry group to get them mm-hmm. excited and motivated. Tell me what you're doing, because you really want those folks engaged to get opportunities.
Well, the exact, that's, you're correct about that. The very key to get in front of key decision makers, and specifically in construction. You all seen Atlanta Market. We've seen the cranes.
A lot going on. There's a lot going on. Everything's
it's a busy area.
We got stadiums
and potential stadium coming up to
exactly
potential
right.
arenas.
So, yeah,
definitely. But yeah, any MBE specific to construction and facilities management, we're engaging those folks, pushing them, constantly pushing them week in, week out. A with opportunity that's out there, but then also B, come and participate in Blues and Barbecue. Come out, you know. Have a drink if you care to. Sit with the corporate. Participate.
Have some barbecue.
Have some barbecue. There you go. But come out and get engaged with what's going on at GMSEC, specific to the MBIC committee. Because at the end of the day, this committee is made for MBEs to have input, to participate, to engage. So if you don't show up, that's not achieving the goal of the program. So
I agree. And so what's the overall agenda for the 2 days? Talk to me about the agenda. You've got first day is blues and barbecue and networking. And what's going on the second day?
Well, the second day are individual procurement conferences. And that's when you have the opportunity to sit down with the corporate and understand how to do business with those corporations. And I got to really commend, Stacy, your team. Specifically under the leadership of Florina Oliver, who's the VP of Operations. She has been instrumental in helping MBEIC get to this point with these types of conferences. So I'd like for Florina to kind of tell everyone what she has in store, because she was one of the main drivers for this type of activity, and we really, really appreciate it.
So we got corporates everywhere, Miss Oliver. corporates everywhere.
And, you know, it makes me think of that song, It's Raining Corporates, but we won't go there.
But I like it's raining corporates. You know what we need to use? Raining corporates.
Thank you, Sylvia, for your vote of support. And to Ms. Key, thank you for having me here today and to talk about the individual procurement conferences, particularly the one that we're going to have as part of the Blues and Barbecue event on August the 24th. First of all, we call them IPCs. And what that is, it's an opportunity for companies to share with our certified minority businesses information on how to navigate that organization's procurement process and how to establish the MBE as a viable supplier. Many of our corporate members who have done this have found that these sessions are quite advantageous because it allows them in one setting to be able to speak with multiple potential suppliers and provide information on not just registering in an online portal, but how to actually prepare the MBE for participation in an organization's supply chain. So that is our goal with these conferences, to make sure that our MBEs have an opportunity to participate in the supply chain of our various corporate members. As of right now, we have Delta Airlines, who's going to be one of the participants at at the IPC, and Delta has a plethora of opportunities in various areas. But not only are they going to share with their opportunities, but they're going to share for those who may not yet have an opportunity, have a product or services that can meet an opportunity by Delta. They will find out what it takes to be a supplier at Delta, because many of these corporations want to share that information with our MBEs because they want our MBEs to be successful. Another corporation that has committed to participate is Macy's. Now, many of us think of Macy's as I do. Every week there's a sale. But Macy's has a lot more that they offer, particularly for our MBEs. I'm not sure if the listeners are aware that here in Georgia is actually the information technology headquarters for Macy's. So there are a lot of opportunities in that area here in Atlanta, Georgia, with the Macy's Corporation. So we're going to have someone there talking about opportunities in information technology, as well as how to do business with Macy's, even though you may not be in the IT arena. We also will have some other other corporations who are working out their calendars to participate. As we were recording this, I just got an email from one that I can't name yet because they're working out their calendar. But if you drink coffee, you might know who they are. And they have quite a few opportunities. So hopefully we can get that calendar worked out and have them there as well.
Excellent. So it's raining corporates.
It's raining. No, sorry, I won't go there. That's another life.
And so as we talk about coming, you know, you've got a 2-day event. What should people do to prepare if they really want to participate in the second day? Is there any kind of preparation? How should they come prepared for that?
One of the recommendations I would make is have your capability statement ready. And we do a lot of training at GMSDC around capability statements and, you know, using that as your business resume to at least open the door. Many of our MBEs have great marketing material and great marketing packages. But what we train is, you know, hold that marketing package for the actual meeting once you get the calendar set for a meeting. But come ready. In fact, you should travel with your business capability statements at all times, just in case you meet somebody in the elevator like I did today. You know, have that business capability statement handy, just like you do your business cards.
Now, you know, we've all been to these events, and someone says, let me send you my capability statement, that, you know, and you get that, you know, 15 meg file, and, you know, you go, emails locked up for days. So let's talk about what's that perfect capability statement?
Well, the perfect capability statement is actually just a one-page business resume, but there are some components of it that you should have. One, of course, is your contact information about your company. You should have your differentiator. What is it that sets you apart?
Your competitive advantage?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. What sets you apart from your competition? You should definitely have that there. You should have past performance. They need to know who you've done business with, and that's very critical. And there are other information about your corporation you should have there, such as your DUNS number, because that's something that if you want to do business with a major corporation, one of the first things they always check is are you in DUNS, and what does your DUNS score look like? So having your DUNS number, your CAGE number, any of your NIC codes that reference the primary business that you're in, all of that type of information should be in your capability statement.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. So I'm coming, you know, I'm coming on, I'm going to register at www.gmsdc.org. I'm going to come excited with my blues and barbecue and a corporate, this raining corporate. So I got my capability statement. What else do I need to know to be a part of this, Sylvia and James? I'm ready to go.
We need you to come on out. Just come on out with a focus of getting in touch with these corporates and understanding how to do business with folks like Delta and Macy's. I found out something today about Macy's that I did not know. So I'm asking corporates, MBEs, to come out. You need to come out and listen to Macy's, listen to Delta. There's lots of information you probably don't know, just like I did. And I'm pretty in tune to the market. But there's information you can always learn at these events. So it's really important that you participate. It's really important that you make the connection with those folks who understand how to do business with these corporations.
Now, also, too, now on the second day, you've got specific corporates for the IPCs, right. But they're on the for the Blues and Barbecue, you have many corporates that will be there.
Well, there's a number of corporates, you're right, that's going to be there both days.
Yes, absolutely.
The ones on the 21st are going to be specific for the IPCs, but the ones on the 20th, mm-hmm. you're going to have full access to those because mm-hmm. they're there to enjoy the music and the barbecue mm-hmm. just like you.
Yep.
And they're going to be mixing and mingling with MBEs throughout the activity. So all the major companies that we have relationships with, such as Southern Company, such as Coca-Cola, such as
the Home Depot.
Home Depot and others.
Yep, all the board members.
The board members will be there.
Aflac.
Mm. Oh, wow. Aflac will be there. So there's a number of corporations on both days. So this would be tragic if you missed this opportunity.
And so another key focus that we've had was MBE to MBE. So there's an opportunity to do business with each other. Because as companies, you buy all those products and services that everybody else buys, right?
Absolutely.
And so we often forget about doing business with each other and networking with each other or partnering with each other. So there's that tremendous opportunity to do business with each other and to find out what other products or services that each other needs. I know you're in the human capital space.
Yes.
Everybody needs human capital.
Absolutely.
Who doesn't use human capital?
And we've been fortunate enough mm-hmm. to have clients that are MBEs.
Yes.
And so I'm a huge, huge advocate for MBE to MBE relationships because we've actually benefited from that. And as you know, Stacy, we've had that focus here in our region, here in Georgia, for a while now.
Yes.
And now it has risen to a national level. Nationally,
yes.
MBEIC is now saying let's do MBE to MBE relationships because that is another opportunity for revenue. So that we are fortunate enough in this region to have corporations that are huge corporations. Some are small, some are huge, and some of them need the same thing as our corporate members need. So there's an incredible opportunity for you to mix with other MBEs that are much like yourself or someone who is different than yourself, but there are opportunities for partnerships and to sell to another MBE.
I agree. I think that's sometimes an opportunity that's missed mm-hmm. That needs to be explored. And so as part of the business plan or strategy is what other businesses, minority businesses that can I do business with as an opportunity? Because a lot of times that's a much faster cycle.
It is.
Than going the corporate cycle.
Absolutely. So, I mean, it's kind of what we call low-hanging fruit oftentimes because you're right. You can meet with probably one or two people and get something going fairly soon because the need is there.
You reference a national focus. What are some of the other national initiatives that MBEs that are listening need to be aware of? You talked about a billion. I don't know if mm-hmm. you want to explore that mm-hmm. a little bit more. MBE to MBE. Are there any other national kinds of things that our listeners need to be aware of?
Well, I'll start back off with the $1 billion goal. This is the first time that MBEIC nationally has had a goal. First time ever in its history, and so. Under our current leadership with Clifford Bailey, we have established this $1 billion goal of new business, not existing business, but new business. And we want to do that by understanding more about what the organizations need. So we want to partner with corporations and understand not just whether they have, for instance, human capital or not, but what are those areas where they have no MBEs, where they're looking to expand. And if we can understand that and understand what their plans are over the next 12 to 18 months, then we want to be instrumental in partnering with them to bring those quality MBEs to the table. And we want to do that through reaching out nationally to MBEs more. So we're going to increase the communication and try to have a way to connect a little bit more even on a national level. So those are some of the things that we're doing nationally, and you're going to be hearing a lot more about that, But keep in mind that we are together as MBEIC trying to open up opportunities for other MBEs. That's part of our role. We're putting input nationally. We bring in input to the board here regionally, trying to find out what MBEs need, bringing that to light, and trying to bring those resources back to MBEs.
I think it's excellent, 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 excellent. And so, Florina, I know we've got the Blues and Barbecue coming up. We've got the IPCs. First of all, can anybody attend the IPCs? How do you register? Is there anything special you need to do to be a part of that?
Well, for the first time this year, GMSDC, along with MBIC, has put together a package that we wanted to make financially affordable for everyone because we want everyone to come out. So when you purchase your ticket for the Blues and Barbecue, that also gives you access to the IPCs. There are some corporations, however, that have very targeted opportunities, and so they're asking for only those MBEs who meet those targeted opportunities participate in that particular IPC. But there will be opportunities, like for instance Delta, that one is open to everyone. So we'll have those that are targeted, but we'll have others that are non-targeted. So you'll have an opportunity to come out, to network, to learn, regardless of your product or service.
Okay, excellent. And so on the horizon beyond that, what other events that we have? I think there's a business opportunity luncheon coming up this year. What other?
There is a business opportunity luncheon coming up in October. I believe the date is October the 13th. And on that day, we're going to have a focus on leadership. We have invited three very phenomenal leaders in corporate America to come and participate on a panel to share leadership. Because as small business owners, as individuals, we all can learn from others as to how they have been able to parlay the principles of leadership into success. So I believe that's an event you don't want to miss. And also, we're coming up on our 34th, I believe, annual Spirit of Alliance Awards, which is going to be October the 3rd at the 200 Peachtree venue. We have posted a list of the nominees on our website.
Yay, we've got nominees.
We're very excited about that, so that we'll be able to celebrate them as we go into our Spirit of Alliance Awards on October 3rd.
So we've got the Spirit of Alliance on October the 3rd. We've got the BOL on October the 13th. Mm-hmm. And then we have NMSDC National Conference, October the 18th through the 21st. Mm-hmm. And I believe we have three regional winners this year, people.
Yay!
Absolutely. We've had consistently regional winners, but this year we've got three. So out of those three, we're probably going to have a national winner. Mm-hmm. I'm claiming it right there. I'll put it out there. So we're excited to have three regional winners.
Do you want to name those three regional winners?
You know,
winners?
We're going to do a press release, but I could name those. We have Pyramid Consulting.
Class 4.
Class 4. We have Glory.
Glory PCS is class 1.
Class 1.
Excellent.
And Systel.
Systel.
Oh, yeah.
Is class 3.
Class 3. And so, wow, congratulations to all three.
GMSDC. Woo, 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 woo,
woo. We are GMSDC.
And so they are so excited. So, you know, everybody's going to have to stay over to the awards so we can see who, you know, we got to bring home some
absolutely
trophy, some glass or something.
Absolutely.
Bring the glass home. So that's going to be exciting. And then we're going to round out the year with, you know, East Lake. We're going to have to do golf.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's always.
Yeah. We're going to have to do some East Lake golf again on the, I think it's the 9th this year.
November the 9th. I believe it is. Yes.
Yeah. The 9th. And so, you know, 40 years, we're celebrating 40 years this year.
It's a long time.
Wow.
Long time.
Yeah, 40 years. We're going to wrap up the 40th year anniversary. And maybe we may have a little something else around there. I'm going to throw a little something else in there. But yes, so this has been a phenomenal year. And we're talking about 2016 already.
We're already there.
Yes, there's a lot in store for 2016. But again, the $1 billion, I think we can get there.
We have the right kind of support and the right kind of MBEs and Sometimes I don't know whether folks understand that we're in an incredible region here in Georgia.
Yeah, there's a lot going on
It's a lot going on here, and it is just, it's a fruitful place for a small business. And so I think it's a good opportunity to get there.
Yeah, I agree with you. And so as we're going to start wrapping up here, I want to just give an opportunity to James, you, and Florina, and lastly Sylvia, in terms of some parting words, in terms as we're thinking about, you know, wrapping up this year, our 40th anniversary in 2015, and a lot going on. Whatever parting words that each of you would like to share as we're wrapping up today, as getting ready for Blues and Barbecue, getting ready to wrap up the year, and keeping in mind that, you know, our whole focus is around making sure MBEs are successful, that they're growing their business, and that they have opportunity. And, you know, we're here to certify, develop, connect, and advocate on behalf of the minority business community. So let me start with you, James, in terms of, you know, parting words that you might want to share with the MBEs as they're listening today.
Sure. I'll finish off where Sylvia just left us there, with this region being such a fruitful region. There are a lot of MBEs that come into this region nationally and partake. So why not ourselves partake of our own region, our own area that we're in Atlanta here, specifically in North Georgia, and come out to Blues and Barbecue, participate, be engaged, and you know, don't just read the newsletters or come to the events. Get engaged.
Get involved in that industry group.
That's vitally important. B&S personally, we've benefited numerous times from just sitting at the table of the industry group meetings and being able to have access to those other MBEs out there. So thank you.
Florina?
I think I'm going to kind of parlay right on what James was saying. I think our MBEs will always benefit from building relationships, because this whole journey in getting engaged in the supply chain is just that. It's not a date. It's actually a journey. So come out, get involved, begin to build relationships, and then you'll have the opportunity to see your business grow and build capacity.
Excellent. Excellent. And Sylvia.
Well, of course, my word is get involved. Yes, I would like to see every certified MBE show up at the Blues and Barbecue on the 20th and 21st. But just in general, Florina just named out a list of incredible opportunities for you to connect and grow your business. And there are a lot of people within this council, within the MBEIC leadership, that are working really hard to bring MBEs the type of connections and educational programs and other things that they might need to be successful. So we're asking you to participate in the activities, get involved in the industry groups so that you have a handle on what's going on at the market level, and take advantage of what your certification has to offer.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. And so with that, again, you don't want to miss Blues and Barbecue, hosted by the Minority Business Input Committee of GMSDC on August 20th and 21st. It'll be held at Stone Mountain, I think at the Marriott.
Yeah, at the Evergreen Conference Center at the Lakeside Pavilion.
The Evergreen Conference Center at the Lakeside Pavilion. You don't want to miss it. You can register at www.gmsdc.org. Again, I want to thank you for joining us for this edition of Let's Talk Small Business. I want to thank our sponsors, the Coca-Cola Company, the Cox Communications, and the Georgia Power, for without you, this would not be possible. Thank you again for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you next week on the next edition of Let's Talk Small Business. Take care.